This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
A quick investigation, it would appear. Welcome in the beginning of a brand new week of the Ben Maller Show. We are back in the air everywhere as we rub elbows. And this is a real thing. This is not a ripoff. This is the real deal here. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and deafeningly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the pot as we hit an audio jackpot. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 installers. Mike in the mountains tells me that's a lot. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hope you had a good weekend. Now, if you've listened over the years, and I assume maybe you have, I don't know, maybe not, but there's a tradition. We don't talk much golf on this show. There are four times during the course of the year that we will talk golf, and that would be the four majors. However, I've made an editorial decision based on the lack of drama-o-rama in Augusta, Georgia, that would not be compelling talk radio. And I cannot sit here and put you to sleep even before the show gets going with marginal sports talk about Scottie Scheffler. There was no suspense at the Masters, other than with his wife giving birth. But in terms of the athletic competition on the course, at the end, you knew who was going to win. Barring a major old-school choke job, which did not happen. We have seen that in golf, but that did not happen here. So we've made the editorial decision to press. And we'll talk about that a little bit as we go through the night. But we're not going to do a full Maller monologue about the golf. Instead, our lead this hour coming from the diamond. But we're not going to break down the Sunday night game between the Padres and Dodgers because who cares? It's mid-April baseball. But the scandal department has opened up here. We have a major change. Last couple days here, since I left the watch post for a couple days for the rare and appropriate forced family wedding that I was required to attend. My presence was requested. So I attended, and I had a good time. But here's the thing. A major change in the ongoing Shohei Ohtani saga. Oh, and I love a saga. I was born for the drama-o-rama of it all. So if you've not been following along, somehow you were out of the loop here and you missed it, and it's possible you did, perhaps you're not familiar with it. So the interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, has faced federal charges. He was charged with a bunch of random different charges over the weekend here. Major League Baseball, we have been told, expected to find Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani did nothing wrong. Not a single thing wrong at all. Completely as innocent as a lamb. As innocent as a lamb. We're told Major League Baseball will, quote, quickly interview and clear Shohei Ohtani of any and all wrongdoing once the federal government's investigation is complete, which, considering there's been charges and nothing against Ohtani, would indicate that the federal investigation is close to ending based on circumstantial evidence. It is close to ending here, and they gave a lengthy and a very in-depth affidavit, which is great bathroom reading when you're taking a dump there, against Mizuhara last week. Now, the document paints a clear picture. This is what the feds, they have to prove it. Right? You got to go to court to prove it, but this is what their claim is. Their claim is, hey, Ohtani was just the victim and exonerated him of any knowledge or involvement with illegal sports gambling. The ultimate cardinal sin for a professional ball player. Ask Pete Rose about that. Now, Mizuhara, the interpreter, is accused of stealing more than $16 million. It was originally $4 million. Or $4.5 million. Now it's up to $16 million. So let us discuss. Are we getting the full picture of what happened with Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter? No, of course not. No, I've got Ghost Whisperer, Volcano, and Carpenter. And we will combine all of these things together. And we are going to make wedding food, which, usually not that. It was okay. They had beef and rice, which was okay. But I was able to go back. I snuck back and got, at the wedding I went to, I got extra food. So I was happy about that. Because it's the quantity, not the quality, that was my go-to. But anyway, all right, so you got the Goat, Whisper, Volcano, and Carpenter. So, hey, listen, I get that this is the story that baseball wants. And it appears the feds are playing along and all that. I feel like we're getting one camera angle. Right? You know, it's kind of like when I was younger and I used to get in these hot debates because there was people that were convinced, like the Kennedy assassination, you had the one camera angle, and then you had the grassy knoll, and then there's a different camera angle, and that changes everything. And all that. I feel like we're getting one camera angle, and it's zoomed in. And maybe that's it. Maybe that's all. I mean, something about this story just doesn't smell right. It doesn't pass the smell test in my head here. I mean, the feds, usually they take 3 years on average to pour a cup of water. And you're telling me here, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, they're already done? Right, they've expedited the gambling investigation, and it's open and shut. It's black and white, however you want to phrase it. And as we understand it, based on, maybe I read it wrong, but as we understand it, Shohei Ohtani, in this story the feds are painting, was the goat whisperer. The goat whisperer. What does that mean? He's a goat of baseball. But in this case, it does appear that he followed the teachings of Chris Carter, the old Viking receiver from back in the day. Gotta have a fall guy. And in this case, it's a scapegoat, the goat whisperer called upon, and the interpreter's just taking everything. That Ohtani was just a complete rube, just dum-da-dum-dum-dum. That's it, right? And if you read the short synopsis, you've got Ohtani, who's playing the role of Dumbo, the flying elephant, and he was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and all that and completely bamboozled, led down the garden path by the interpreter. Now, page 2 here, we are told the federal investigators reviewed the phones of the interpreter and Otani and found that there was nothing that wasn't kosher. No digital discussions between them regarding gambling. And that was interpreted by some as to be a clear indication that nothing went on, because otherwise there would be a whole bunch of text messages. However, there is a parallel dimension where these guys were around each other at the ballpark from about 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 11 o'clock or midnight. And by my Mahler math there, that's plenty of time to discuss whatever they needed to discuss, and also planes, trains, and automobiles. So did you expect that this Otani gambling story will completely go away based on this federal indictment of the interpreter and all that? So no, I do not expect this to completely go away. Like, just vanish into thin air. I don't think that's going to happen. The story, I would put it right now at this point, and it's a page-turner, but at this point I would say it's like a volcano. That the volcano can lay dormant. I think you got a volcano has to lay dormant. I remember when I was in school, I paid attention one day, and they said a volcano, if it's dormant for 10,000 years, they just said it's dead, that it loses its connection to the hot molten lava in the earth there. And so but 10,000 years. So this story with Otani, you're like, okay, so it's going to go on the back burner now, and it can lay dormant for a while. But at some point, I would think someone's going to have loose lips here, and someone's going to say something, whether it's true or not, and they'll probably write a book. And then people say, well, you just did it to write a book, you know, that kind of thing. And we get that all the time. And it'll erupt again and send molten hot lava in the air everywhere. And Otani and his pal were able to, you know, the guy that was the interpreter, you're talking about a $4.5 million bankroll, at least with the gambling operation. You don't get that if you're making a normal salary. I mean, clearly Otani, his name was mentioned. Whether he knew about it or not, I don't have any inside information on that, but it's bizarre, right? And that there's no need to have a digital paper trail, though, because you're around the person all the time. And plus, what about the burner phone? Who knows? Maybe there was a burner phone. Burn, baby, burn. Who knows? Right? There's no way a bookie's giving some random dude that kind of money unless he knows he has access to get that money from somebody else and somebody else is involved. All right, last word here. We're going to turn the page to Boston. I love baseball players and their random complaints, and we have one of those from Fenway, the Angels and the Red Sox, a couple of mediocre teams, neither one expected to be a legitimate threat in terms of down the line in October when the real pressure cooker gets cranked up here. But the Red Sox closer and former Dodger, Kenley Jansen, went off half-cocked at the balls. He was upset with the balls used in games this season. It says they are, quote, getting worse, and that sometimes he isn't sure where the ball is going. That sounds like a him problem, not a ball problem. He compared the cowhide to slippery pearls, because who hasn't tried to throw slippery pearls at one point or another? So what is your reaction to Kenley Jansen ripping the quality of the balls, the baseball balls? So I chuckled. I chuckled when I saw this, because this is your standard baseball complaint. It ain't me, man. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. I know what I'm doing. It's your fault. Right? I chuckled. Now, I've watched Jansen pitch a couple times. So I'm pitching for the Red Sox against the A's. Was all over the place, although he didn't blow that save. And just wild. It reminds me of Craig Kimbrel at this point, which is not a compliment. When you're compared to Craig Kimbrel, that is not a compliment. Right? You're all over the place. Anyway, 36 years old and just all over the place. And rather than taking responsibility and say, oh, I suck right now, and he's tried to do that, but then he had to couch it, and he went on the offensive. And as the tradesman knows, if you work in a trade, you understand that old line that a bad carpenter blames his tools. It's the tool's fault. It's my fault. I mean, you got me the saw. The saw's terrible. What do you expect me to do here? There's some grand global conspiracy for slippery balls that they're out to get. But yes, the standard star has fallen rhetoric, as we say. Do not let a falling star fall on you. It will not go well.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sending mixed messages. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we stay in touch. And we're everywhere you want to be, unless we're not. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and unreasonably powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the forums. We are in fighting form to begin the week. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installs. My friend Alf, the alien opiner, can't even count that high. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour, let's get back to the bread and butter. Football. We go back to football, and we go where the news of the day takes us. In this case, the Bay Area, Northern California, to trade or not to trade, the question for the team that lost the Super Bowl. So if you have not heard the latest, and perhaps not, the ongoing drama around Brandon Ayuk, that's a receiver, over the weekend, his agent attempted to put the kibosh on the much-anticipated trade of Brandon Ayuk. The very notion that the San Francisco wide receiver had requested a trade, someone named Ryan Williams, we're not sure who that is, we were told he was an agent of the player, went on the socials and responded to a post saying that Brandon Ayuk had requested a trade by simply saying, "You need better sources." Okay. So let us discuss the question. This has been out there since before the Super Bowl that Brandon Ayuk would be traded. So Brandon Ayuk's agent says no 49er trade demand has been made. Are you surprised by this latest wrinkle in the story? So I've got Action Jackson, situational awareness, and salt. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make an infomercial, which is pretty much all that's on right now on the television at this hour, usually, those infomercials. So number one!
Number one!
Just had to make sure she's paying attention. So I give this whole story a little side eye. I do. Because it's a game of charades. It's a game of charades. And going on the record, which is what happened now, going on the record saying that you didn't demand a trade is irrelevant. Right? It is irrelevant. And the reason it is irrelevant, let me explain. All right. You follow the teachings of Action Jackson. Actions speak louder than words. Your parents taught you that when you were a kid. Watch what they do, not what they say. Now, I wish it was the other way around because all I do is talk for a living. Talk. But ultimately, actions are more important. And Brandon Ayuk is entering the final season of his contractual obligation to the 49ers. There's been a lot of buzz. Zzz, that's what it sounds like. Because he unfollowed the team on the ground. That is a normal act of warfare. That is an act of ratcheting tensions. You know that. I know that. We all know that. You're ratcheting up tensions based on the unfollowing activity, which he did. I didn't do it. He did it. Brandon Ayuk did. He unfollowed the 49ers. Now, you might remember, we talked about this on the show in a previous episode. The GM, John Lynch, was whispering sweet nothing into the microphones at the NFL league meetings about his player, Brandon Ayuk, and Ayuk used emoji warfare in his rebuttal. Remember, he used different emojis to spell out money talks and bullpucky walks. Although he didn't use the word bullpucky, that's a Jay Scoop word. He used a different word that starts with an S. And you can imagine what it might be. Oh, it's such a terrible word. We can't say it on the radio. Oh, my God. All right, now page two here. So sidestepping over to Cincinnati we go. And there's a story. It's been hopping up here the last couple days. It caught my attention. It involves Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. I kind of like that guy. He's a pretty good player, right? Joe Burrow. So Joe Burrow recently did some fledgling podcast interview with the Kelseys. Did anyone listen to that? Probably not. And a lot of bots probably. But anyway, Joe Burrow in this interview said he would like the NFL to stop enforcing the 40-year-old Mark Gastineau rule. That's what old-timers call it, involving taunting. So we're going to go in the hot tub time machine. We're going to go back 40 years, 1984. And the NFL was so upset with this guy named Mark Gastineau that they added Section 3, Article 7 in the rule book, which states a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty can be called for any player who is deemed guilty of using baiting or taunting tactics or words that may upset and create ill will between teams. So some of that I ad-lib, but that's the most of it. Now, Burrow stated he is pro-taunting, a controversial pro-taunting position. He said, quote, We're all grown adults. Well, I don't know about that. I said, we're all grown adults, really hard. We work really hard at what we do. And sometimes we'd like to show it. I'm not going to get my feelings hurt if someone sacks me and taunts me like you made a play, he said. So Joe Burrow wants the NFL to allow more taunting. Do you agree or disagree with the Bengals quarterback? So I am on Team Joe Koo. I support this. And I support it to a point. Let me explain. Let me make my position. I'm going to make my elevator pitch, and then you can respond. So there is one addendum that I would add. I wouldn't completely get rid of the rule, but most of it would be gone. My one addendum I would add to the taunting rule: situational awareness. And what that means is be aware of your surroundings. Now, let me explain that for those of you a little slow in the back of the room. So let's say you're down 34-3, late third quarter. You then get a sack or you score a meaningless touchdown and you strut around with the flamboyance of the Bolshoi Ballet, performer doing a ballet dance. You should be penalized, right? You should be flagged for that. That's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's dumb. But if the game is close, I'm all for it. But they actually put that rule in. They credit Mark Gastineau because he was a nut job. He did the sack dance. They were the sack exchange there, the stock exchange, playing off the Wall Street and all that back with the Jets. And there was a fight that he caused because of one of his dances. I think it was against the Rams, if I remember correctly. Anyway, it doesn't matter who it was against. They put that rule in, and the rule stayed there all these years later. But sure, why not? Especially in the age of social media. It's all about clout. You don't get clout unless you shove it in someone's face. You don't get clout. All right, final point. So staying in Northern Kentucky / Southern Ohio, amid the contract issue, we'll stay with the Bengals because that's compelling overnight talk radio. So the Bengals reportedly have no plans to trade wide receiver T. Higgins. But wait, there's more. That comes on the heels of Higgins saying that he anticipates staying in Cincinnati. So T. Higgins now says and pretty much admits it, I'm committed. I am committed to the Bengals. How believable is T. Higgins? Another name, we talked earlier here about Brandon Ike, another name that has been tossed out into the trade machine. So how do you file this one away? How believable is that? So I take this one with a little pinch of salt. Because here's the way I look at it. Plans, we know, change. Right? Like, I was thinking about eating a turkey sandwich yesterday. I didn't eat that. My plans change. But plans change, and it's conceivable the Bengals would come up with some magical money, which is unlikely. But here's the other thing, and this is a dead giveaway, that this story is manure. Let me explain. So T. Higgins made this endorsement of staying with the Bengals to the media in Cincinnati at his youth football camp. At his youth football camp. Now, it has happened. I'm not going to say it hasn't happened because I do recall in the past stories like this where someone did make a comment at a youth football camp while they were hosting it that they didn't want to play for the team they're at. But it's very rare that that happens. Normal protocol is, hey, you act with the proper decorum and you say all the right things and all that. And so my theory is that T. Higgins was simply playing good cop, that he's not walked back on his position, his previous position. The way he phrased things left the door open. And I got my microscope out and I was looking over every word. Right. And the way he phrased things, there's just a little bit of wiggle room there. And we're getting close. We're now doing promos for the Fox Sports Radio NFL draft coverage. So we're getting close to that. And we're closing in on it. And that's the big step. If you make it past the draft and you haven't been traded, you are unlikely to be traded. There is a second wave that takes place usually in early June of players that change teams. So there is that. The draft's the big one. Between now and the end of the NFL draft, that's what we keep an eye on.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree.
Here we go!
This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Koop-a-loop wearing Laker propaganda on top of his head.
That's right. Well, the Raiders have Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew on the roster, but neither is are seen as franchise quarterbacks. Reports surfaced this weekend that the Raiders have their eyes on Dak Prescott when he becomes a free agent in 2025. Ben, do you think the Cowboys will let him hit the market?
All right, so my first thought is, yes, he will hit the market. My second thought is that is a plant by Dak Prescott's agent to try to put pressure on the Cowboys, saying, hey, if you do not pay this guy, he's going to run out to Las Vegas and be surrounded by showgirls and crackheads in Vegas and have a wonderful time at the slot machines and all that. So you got to pay this guy. So that, I think that was a plan. Like, the Raiders are attempting to finagle the draft to get a quarterback, and they're going to have to trade up to do that. So that's the goal for the Raiders. But, yeah, there'll be a bunch of teams that will be interested in Dak because he's been around a while. But do I believe that particular rumor? No. Next!
Ben, so we are headed for Clippers-Mavericks round three.
That's right. These teams, man. You think of that Dallas-LA rivalry. Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Well, the Clippers are the favorites heading into the playoff
series. That's right.
But the Mavs have had the NBA's best record since the All-Star break, and the Clippers have gone, it was like 15-13 or 16-13. It's not very good. Ben, will this be another first-round exit for the Clippers?
Well, listen, I've talked to Kawhi. In fact, I've been massaging his knee, me and masseuse. I've got some baby oil out. He'll be fine. And Kawhi, listen, all Luka does is put up great empty stats and lose to the Clippers in the playoffs. That's what he does. It'll happen again. Next!
I don't think that's always happened. The Nets are going through a bit of an upheaval as they search for a new head coach, but they will be sticking with GM Sean Marks despite much of the Nets fan base having lost confidence in him. Ben, is keeping Marks a bad idea?
No, because he sucks up the ownership, clearly, and the owner likes him. So that's the key to keeping a job. He's got that great accent as well. It doesn't matter. The Nets are irrelevant. How do we do?
You failed this edition.
That's a win. He told me off the air I won, Eddie. He said I won. Nothing. He lied on the air, but off the air he said I won. So I'm a winner. I consider myself a winner.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, you.
And away we go. It's the Insta Advice Line. Unscreened calls from the knuckleheads. Who needs our advice in the world of sports? Last 7 to 10 days, could be a prominent athlete, a retired athlete, a coach, a media member. Well, I think this week is kind of obvious. The person that needs our advice is dead. O.J. Simpson. Advice to O.J. Simpson on how to stay cool in hell. How to stay cool in hell. You can give us advice right now. 877-99 on Fox is the number. 877-996-6369. As we are giving advice to OJ in the afterlife, how to stay cool in hell. Line one, you're on the air, line one. Hello.
OJ Simpson found dead at 76. The prime suspect is OJ Simpson.
That is correct. Thank you for that. You didn't curse. Good job by you. Let's say hello. You're next. Hello. Advice to OJ Simpson on how to stay cool in hell.
Don't challenge Ben Maller to a game of Scrabble. I heard about your big comeback, down 78 points. That is damn impressive.
Thank you. Yes, I was down 78-0 at the start of a Scrabble game, and I came back and won. Domination. Thank you. That's one of the great wins in the history of Scrabble. Listen to the Fifth Hour podcast for more on that. Line 6. Hello, Line 6.
Morning time. Was Tiger's handshaking tree part of Justin from Cincinnati's favorite forest?
Yeah, I think we might somewhere on there. Yes, line one. Hello, line one.
You need to behave, Justin Cooper.
Okay, yes. Calm down, Coop. We're giving advice to O.J. Simpson on how to deal with the warmness, stay cool in hell. Hello, you're on the air. Line three. Hello, line three. Line three, not paying attention. We'll go to you on line four. Hello, line four.
Buddy up.
Yes.
Buddy up next to Charles Manson.
Oh, maybe they're playing cards right now. Hello, line five. Line five, you're on the air. We're giving advice to OJ on how to stay cool in hell. Hello, line five.
Okay, the pen was blue. Gosh dang, pen was blue.
Okay, thank you. I don't know why your phone broke up. Line six. Hello, line six.
No, it's pretty easy. You should vote third party.
Yes, that's the way to go. How about fourth party? Let's vote fourth party. Line one. You're on the air, line one. Hello.
One order, a double dipped Benny chicken fingers.
Okay, all right. We'll get you there. No ranch, sir. No ranch. I'm hanging up on you with your ranch. Go away. All right, we'll do one more. Only one more. If it's good, I'll take credit. If not, it's Koopaloop. Pick the line, Koopaloop.
Line four.
Line four. Advice to OJ on how to stay cool in hell. Line four. You're on the air.
I don't think he'll have a hard time staying cool. He's been in Vegas for the last.
Oh, you got to go quicker, Supermarket Steve, man. You were too slow. You got to go quick.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.